It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah, well, we're here this morning on a Monday. 30 degrees outside. Looks like it's going to cool off a little bit this week compared to what we had over the weekend.
That's going to be nice for the beginning of the week, but colder towards the end.
It didn't look like much when you're indoors on Saturday and Sunday, just kind of looking out the window there. You probably wouldn't have noticed much until you walked outside. You know, it was windy, but it was much warmer than it should have been.
Yeah, it was pretty warm.
Yeah. Brett's in with us here this morning as we get things going. He'd like to tell us today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Good morning. Over the holidays, many of our households will see a lot of family and friends. One of the quickest ways to make your kitchen or bathroom more attractive and useful at the same time is to upgrade your faucets. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries Delta brand faucets that cover your needs with styles and finishes to amazingly transform your kitchen or bathroom into a more stylish and useful area. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries only Delta's top line with metal finishes and metal parts for durability. Camblin Plumbing and Heating also discounts Delta's faucets from 15% to 25% off their list prices every day. Stop in and see us in our Atlantic or Harlan store.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. I appreciate that. You know, the holidays are rapidly approaching. Have you looked at the calendar lately?
I put up Christmas lights yesterday.
Wow. It just, I don't know why it seems like this year it's creeping up on me so much faster, but, I mean, we're just a week and a half away from Thanksgiving, and then you turn the corner. Ah, who are we kidding? People have already turned the corner into Christmas season, haven't they? If you watch any TV at all, it feels like Christmas should be just about here. Every other commercial these days. It's going to be on top of us here in a very quick hurry. And, you know, while the holidays are fun for some, they can be a little stressful for others. And I'm not just talking about the person responsible for cooking all that food for all those people. It can be stressful for a lot of folks. And there are some practical ways to try to create some meaning for the holidays through minimizing stress and trying to maximize the meaning. Barbara Hemphill is a renowned organizational expert, and she put together some suggestions for reducing the stress and increasing the meaning during the holidays. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in all of the stuff that's involved, from the food and the family and the friends and the decorating and all the things that have, of course, the shopping and everything else, all the things that go on surrounding the holidays, that we kind of lose track of why we're really all getting together in the first place. And it's kind of supposed to be fun. Isn't that why we get together? Nobody likes to do things that aren't fun. So it's kind of difficult sometimes to keep tabs on why we're doing all those things. So, you know, what makes the season so crazy? You know, what parts become routine and, you know, kind of boring about it? What are your favorite parts of the holiday season? What traditions are the ones that are most important? A lot of different things. Well, she put together 10 tips for meaningful holidays. So when you're getting ready to prepare to reclaim your holidays, you know, no matter how many lists you make and how many cards you send, all those kinds of things, the gifts, the packages that are wrapped, all the things that you seem to think you have to do, you just don't think you're going to get done. Well, if you do manage to get everything done, but you're too tired to then enjoy the season, what fun was it? It kind of gets all lost in there, doesn't it? So she gives us some tips to maximize the meaning of the holiday by minimizing some of the stress of what will go on around us. And one of the first things she suggests is tamper with tradition. She says sometimes dragging yourself through the we've always done it ritual, when they've lost their meaning, you kind of lost your energy. It doesn't contribute to the holiday joy and things. You know, in some cases, some people depend on tradition because it takes away some of the planning and things, too. I think we probably all have certain traditions in our families that we have during the holiday season. Of course, the reality is you have to be a little bit flexible, too, because as we all get older and our families change, you know, we all have these wonderful ideas of how great things were when we were, perhaps when we were children, and how we remember Christmas being. Well, you know, grandma and grandpa may have since passed. You know, people move on. I mean, families change all the time. So everything kind of changes as time goes on. Sometimes, depending upon traditions, can be a little more stressful than you think because it just doesn't seem like it used to be. And there's a good reason for that, because it isn't. everything changes a little bit. So sometimes maybe redefining the traditions can help. Also, begin the season by making a list. And she suggests don't stop there, though. You might want to pick out the most important item. And then the second, and then on down the list. Maybe prioritize that list. And then remember, a creative mind always has more ideas than the body can accomplish. So don't be too concerned if your list suddenly gets very, very long. That's one of the reasons to prioritize. If you can't get to some of the things on the bottom end of the list, oh well, they weren't the most important things anyway. Number three would be to use your calendar. And not just for appointments with other people, but also with yourself as well. If you plan to send cards, maybe estimate how much time it will take to write and address them and block out that time on your calendar. I know my mom always used to have one of those wall calendars in the kitchen. It just didn't seem like it was naturally part of the decor, but in our house it was. She always, every year, and that's the first thing she would do at the beginning of the year would be to grab the old calendar and then sit down with it and then transpose all of the, copy all the dates over there, everybody's birthdays and the important dates that you needed to know and what have you. Well, you can use that calendar for something else, too. I guess nowadays when you talk about using the calendar, you're talking about putting that stuff on your cell phone or whatever else that you might have with you. But in some ways, make yourself a little list so you kind of have an idea of about when you should have these different tasks taken care of. Number four is to ask your family what's important. Maybe using prepared foods instead of home-cooked means more time for sharing new sports equipment and relaxing with friends and whatever else you want to do, watching a little football and stuff. I think we all have probably memories of whoever it was in the family. In our family, it was my grandmother. So I don't ever remember her sitting down for a meal, period. Ever. Not just at the holidays, but ever. She was always the one that prepared the meal and then just hovered over the table the whole time. I do remember she had a stool that she always used to have over by one of the windows. And she used to just set her plate on the countertop there. And I don't even remember sitting on the stool very often. She was always in between bites looking around to make sure everybody had what they needed. So she was she just felt like that was her obligation, was to make sure everybody was full and got exactly what they wanted. Well, if you can save a little bit of time in some different ways like that through preparation and what have you, it might be better served. You want to have some fun, too. Number five is to avoid perfectionism in gift giving. Remember, it's the thought that counts. Choose one or two gifts that can be used for several people. And sometimes a relaxed parent or hostess is a greater gift than anything that money can buy, too. So sometimes we make it more difficult than it has to be when it comes to gift giving. Also, number six is to focus your energy. If your family isn't as excited as you are about, decorating the whole house, well, then maybe invest your efforts on what means the most to you. And don't try to involve them if it's something they really don't want to do. Having to nag someone to get them to try to do what you want is usually not a pretty good outcome. Number seven, if the holidays bring pain because of other things that can happen, death and divorce or family that might be far away, be gentle to yourself, too. Recognize that grief is healthy and that next year will be better, even if you can't believe it right now today. Concentrate on making other people's holiday more joyful. Also, number eight is to take out time from total togetherness. Let your child call a friend and take a nap. Give your siblings the car keys and a map. The idea is for everyone to enjoy the occasion, not necessarily all be cramped together just because we kind of feel like we have to, which sometimes seems to be the case. Also, number nine is to be clear about the expectations. If you never tell your family what you want them to do, and it's really not fair to expect them to know. Imagine if a football coach didn't prepare a game plan for the game coming up this week. Just threw his team out there and said, "All right, guys, go get them." Odds are you're not going to be very happy as the coach with the outcome. But then how can you be mad at them? They weren't prepared in the first place. They didn't know what you expected out of them. So be clear about your expectations. That way everyone has a chance to be happy and satisfied. And number 10 would be to look over your list and leave off what you can live without. Some folks, as we said, sometimes you put together a list like that and it gets so incredibly long, which is the reason you should try to prioritize that thing in the first place. But if it gets so incredibly long that you feel like, you're just not going to be able to do anything but stress out because you can't get through it, then just figure out what you can leave off and then just live without it. Enjoy the real reason for the season and stop trying to be perfect all the time. Nobody expects everybody to be perfect throughout that. So reclaim your holidays, reshape things, less stress, more meaning. Sounds like a plan to me, just not too much planning. That creates stress, too. Holidays are coming up faster than we know it here. Next week already, we'll all be getting together for what will hopefully be a nice day full of turkey, football, and napping. Not necessarily in that order.
Expletive on the napping.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna do a lot of napping. Brett, tell us more about Camlin's.
If you're tired of carrying in wood for that fireplace, see Camlin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas unit. We carry the Lennox lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into an existing wood-burning fireplace as well as freestanding units. Lennox's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will enjoy more than just the ambiance. You will be thrilled at the amount of heat that is available and the fact that most of the heat is not going up the chimney. Also, Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Heartland. The thought of the day today comes to us from Horace Mann. Habit is a cable. We weave a thread of it each day, and at last we cannot break it.
Very good. Sounds like a tradition, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.